Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is William Jackson here in Jacksonville, Florida, for another podcast submission. I have been so involved in so many things in our community, not just in Jacksonville, but on a global level, that I find myself really having to budget my time and trying not to have conflicts with other events and activities. I've shared before that I am a participant in the WordPress community, and my wife and I speak about WordCamp, digital technologies, how to use them in blogging, and how to get youth, teens, young adults involved in various areas of technology that allow them to be creative and innovative, not scared to share their voice using technology. And it's such a blessing to be involved in those areas, but at times it is very challenging to manage time, because I also volunteer at Becoming Collegiate Elementary School here in Jacksonville on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and just helping them with science, technology, engineering, arts, math, and metaverse. So we're talking about first graders. They're first graders this year. They're going to transition to second grade next year, when they're going to add another component. But, you know, sometimes when you're involved in so many things, you try your best to budget time, but sometimes it doesn't work out. But I give God all the praise and honor and glory for allowing me to do such transformative works with young people. And most of the time it works out. Sometimes it doesn't, because you try to do so much to help other people. You don't want to neglect your family. You don't want to neglect the responsibilities at home. And I'm sure many of you that are listening to this can relate and understand. And this reaches out to evangelism. And we have to think about what words do we use and apply for evangelism. And I've talked about this before, that it's really important that we all have our own ideas of evangelism, and that God can work through all of us, through our words, deeds, and actions. And it's not about just going out and quoting scripture. It's not about quoting Bible verses. It doesn't do you any good to be able to quote the whole Bible, but you can't apply what you're learning. It doesn't do you any good to be able to quote the whole Bible, but yet, as imperfect people, you do things and you have to go back and apologize, but you don't understand the ramifications of not apologizing and not showing humility and humbleness. And I think that's one of the really important things that we have to remember. Through our humility and through our humbleness, we are able to show Christ. And we have to remember that, and as particularly men, because sometimes we struggle with the mistakes we make. Sometimes we struggle with saying I'm sorry. Sometimes we struggle with apologizing. But if anything, it humbles us before Christ, but it also shows the people that we hurt that we are sorry, we are willing to do better. Maybe there's certain behaviors we need to stop doing. And that doesn't mean that you lose yourself. You have to be true to yourself, but you don't lose yourself in your actions and your behaviors, but you improve yourself. So it's real important that, you know, we have to have a dialogue, not a monologue, with Christ and with the people around us. We have to make sure that we talk to Christ, we give him our attention, we understand and know the mission of evangelism is to spread the gospel. And through our walks, through our jobs, through our things that we do, things that we say, engagement and involvement, it's really key and it's real important that we understand the power of evangelism, not just for the people we're evangelizing to, but for ourselves. Occasionally we will watch Dallas Theological Seminary lessons, and we need to get back into that, because we were doing it consistently, and I love their lessons, because there are quizzes involved, and they're recordings of classes from professors at Dallas Theological Seminary, and they're free. They have free class, but it makes you think on a level of where you're not trying to outthink the Bible, but you're trying to understand and rationalize and apply what you're learning to your everyday life. So there's a doctor called Dr. Barry Jones, and he shares in his class that evangelism fits into having a mission and to be involved in that mission in evangelism. And churches go on mission trips to different places, not just to preach and teach, but through evangelism, through their words, deeds, and actions. And their actions may be building new homes. Their actions may be helping to make sure there's drinking water. Their actions may be working to keep people safe from mosquitoes or different insects or even animals. So the best way to evangelize is to keep doing the works that help others, because through our sweat, through our the blood that we shed, and you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not the most handyman of all people. I will do my best. I will try. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I read the directions, and when everything's done and there's pieces left, I'm still like, yes, you know, I'm done. I'm successful. But, you know, following the directions, reading the directions, and we got to make sure that through our evangelism that we're on a mission, that we're witnessing during this mission, that we're evangelizing, and that we are still sharing the gospel and learning as well. I think one of the things for Christians, unfortunately, we get to the mindset that because we're on a mission, that we know and we have all the answers, and we need to get down to that mindset. Because if we allow the Holy Spirit to use us, and some people debatably don't believe the Holy Spirit is in people anymore, or don't believe that God speaks to you. I tell you what, I know there's been plenty of cases where people have been driving their cars and they've been thinking about, okay, I'm gonna get in the right lane or in the left lane, they turn their signal on, and something in their brain says, don't go over there, something's over there. And you look and there's a car or a truck. Or when you're at a stoplight and your light is red, the other light is green for opposite traffic, and it turns green for you, and you're about to go, and something says, don't go yet. Next thing you know, a car blows through the light. So I've experienced that several times, and other things, and the Spirit is speaking to you. So take pride in the Spirit speaking to you. Take pride in the ability to hear the Spirit and obey. So as we engage in our mission trips, and our mission trips could be anything. We could be going to the store and seeing somebody that's having a bad day, and the voice of God will say, go up and encourage that person, or go up and talk to that person, or go up and, you know, say something kind, or go up and give them a smile. And if you pay attention enough, the Holy Spirit will give you that, and it is up to you to do that. Now, sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't, but each day in our mission, we need to be evangelizing and doing the works that are necessary and being obedient to the Spirit, because it may tell you just to smile at somebody. It may tell you, you know, during these economic times, if you got a few extra dollars, somebody gets up to the register and they find out that they don't have enough money and pay the remainder of the balance. I'm not ashamed to say this. I've been to the store a couple of times and I've used my debit card, or I thought I had enough on it. And, you know, I had to, you know, humble myself and tell the person, well, put back that juice or put back that canned item or something. And somebody behind me will say, I'll pay for it. And, you know, I don't stand up there and stutter, well, you know, I got this and, you know, I can afford this. You ain't got to do it. No, I don't do that. I gracefully smile and I say, thank you very much. God bless you. Because that same kindness that people show you, that's Christ. That's Christ's way of saying, you know, bro, I got your back. Or my sister, I got you back. I got your back. But in reality, you have to reciprocate too. And when you are able to, God will make a way for you to do that. God's goal is to rescue and he renew his creation. We are God's creation. All right. We belong to him. And Dr. Jones made this statement in his class session again, addressing the issue of evangelism. And we have to look at, you know, God's creation. When he created the earth, the heaven and earth and all, and God said, it is good. The works are good. Not, you know, man, I messed up over there in that galaxy. I'm going to tear that galaxy down and rebuild one. Or, you know, earth is kind of like lopsided. It's not, you know, a straight up circle. I'm going to have to crumble it up and throw it away and do it again. No, he created all that he wanted to create and said it was good. God is in his glory every day, not ours. I'm going to say that again. God is in his glory, not ours. God created us. We didn't create God. We worship him. We bow down to him. We praise him. We glorify him. And we have to remember that as we go through our day-to-day lives. And I just wanted to share a little encouragement today. It's Friday the 13th. I'm typically talking on Tuesdays, but I just felt in my spirit to share these words, to be a blessing to the community, and just to say God bless everyone. Enjoy this day and every day and the weekend. Remind you, please, there are terrible storms going across this nation and around the world. Pray for those who have been killed. Pray for those who have been displaced. Pray for those who have been injured. Pray for those who are still going through storms that are coming across this nation. And we have to be mindful that, you know, we can't take it for granted that things won't happen to us. Who would have thought, you know, looking at the news, how many people would have died this, how many people would have died this week because of a thunderstorm, and the result is a tornado. If you watch the news, it's tragic, but the first thing God says to pray, not to cease, but then also in evangelizing, to get out there and do the works and help. So if you're able to help, help. If you're able to give, you know, guidance, give guidance. If you're able to do whatever, do what you can to help others, because that's what Christ demands of us. He doesn't make us do it, but he does demand that we follow his lead and we go out and make disciples of all men and women. And children can be disciples too. They are very key to the growth of ministry, because when we teach them right at a young age, they will continue to go forward in life. They may drift away from Christ. They may drift away from the Lord as they get older, but they do come back, and they come back with a zeal and a fire and a wonderful expression of doing God's work later in life. So if you can, reach out, call people, check with the Red Cross, check with your neighbors, keep up to date with the weather. Because my wife and I, we were talking, we are so blessed. We're in Jacksonville, Florida. That storm could have easily came across, and we were predicted to have bad weather, and we just got rain. So we are so blessed. So anytime, you know, your blessings come, reach out, reach up, reach down, reach back, reach left, reach right, and bless others. So have a great weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless everyone, and we will talk soon.